Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Foundation's Executive Director, Gigi Hyland, talking about their 35th anniversary celebration. Check it out. What are some of the biggest, like, significant events or campaigns in the history of the organization? I mean, for me, it's like CU Aid comes to mind real quickly because of all the natural disasters, and you guys, man, you guys were, you know, front and center leading the way there. I mean, so from your perspective, what do you think are some of the biggest ones over the history?
Yeah, you know, so I think it depends on what you're focusing on. So if you look broadly, I think CU Aid is a huge one because mm-hmm. we have really served for many years now as the point entity for disasters when they happen in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And when credit union people who are naturally very generous want to help their fellow credit union people who have lost their homes or, you know, lost everything, depending yeah. on how bad the disaster is, how can that mechanism work in a way that's really quick and fast and mm-hmm. helpful? And I say quick and fast, I want to be very clear that, you know, we're not the Red Cross, we're not there with emergency aid, but yeah. we're there for that intermediate aid to keep people going as their house is being rebuilt or as they're cleaning their house and, you know, trying to bring all the furniture back in, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So that's been a great source, particularly during Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, certainly the Oklahoma bombing, yep. which you noticed, Superstorm Sandy, you know, and most recently the California wildfires that, you know, obviously yep. a whole community basically was destroyed by a wildfire. Yep. How do you help folks rebuild their lives in a way where credit union people are supporting credit union people? So mm-hmm. that certainly has been one great sort of milestone, if you will, or creation. Yeah. You know, I think BizKids can't be undersold at all. Yeah. BizKids has been such an innovative, visionary partnership with Public Broadcasting System to not only talk about the fact that credit unions are supporting this effort, but to bring financial education from the eyes of kids that are 9 to 16, taught yeah. by kids who are 9 to 16 yeah. years. And it's, you know, it's worked so well in so many different contexts. We do a variety of BizKids grants every year, and the diversity of what people do with BizKids and how effective it is mm-hmm. is just unbelievable. I mean, we've got folks that have worked with their school systems and convinced their school systems that this should be the curriculum of choice for that age group.
No
and
doubt.
We've had people use them in different financial camps. We've had people do entrepreneurship contests. I mean, there's some great stories on our website around how BizKids has been utilized. I can't say enough about development education. I mean, you know, full disclosure, I am one. I am. But, you know, development education for probably most of its existence has, you know, it's kind of been this quiet storm of people really understanding credit union philosophy and principles and what that means. Not in a fuddy-duddy way in terms of history, but mm-hmm. what it means today and how you can improve communities using those values and those principles. And over the past 5 years, you know, thanks in particular, I give a huge shout out to Lois Kitch, who
oh, yeah.
is so passionate about DE. She really has transformed our program into one where, you know, we have waiting lists for people to attend these sessions because, wow. and we have a diversity of people who attend, everybody from CEOs to frontline tellers, and all of the diversity in between. Mm-hmm. That has made the program even more dynamic than it was when I went through in 1994. Mm-hmm. And it's just become a program and a training where people really can not only attract young professionals and get them interested in the credit union mm-hmm. system. Why should you stay here? Because yeah. it's a great combination of social mission and your expertise combined.
Yeah. yeah.
But also, how can credit unions can be a powerful force in the community to be part of the strategic architecture mm-hmm. of a community's financial well-being? And so, you know, it kind of gives me goosebumps to talk about because it's transformational, and that might sound really hokey, but, you know, once you go through, people get it, and
exactly.
they're excited by it, and they go back into their states and institutions and do amazing things with the training. So
I'm really glad you brought that up because there's been study after study about the millennial generation wanting to be part of something that's, I don't know, for the greater good, has a bigger picture, has a deeper meaning rather mm-hmm. than just going to the job for 9 to 5 and getting your paycheck and going home and having a bag of Doritos and watching a football game. You know, they want to be part of something that's has a deeper meaning that they can help make change. And it sounds like this is, I mean, the development education is right up that alley. So, I mean,
but I always kind of laugh at that, Mike, and I'll be a little cynical here, but don't we all, I mean, frankly, is that a generational thing? Because I want that.
Yeah.
And I'm not a millennial. And
yeah.
shoot, of course I want to get up and I want to make a difference in the world every
yeah.
time I roll out of bed and I
yeah.
go to work. So I think it's kind of a human nature thing. And I think to be able to empower people with the ideas around how can you take these principles and make business decisions that benefit the members, and that the member is the center of focus. How do you do that, and what does that mean for your community? I think that's empowering to everybody, whether you've been in the system 1 year, you're brand new to the system, or whether you've been in the system, you know, 25 years like I have. It's that, I mean, that's, that gets you excited.
A little bit.
Good stuff. Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, like Brian, I mean, again, I'm going to bring up Brian again, because, I mean, he said, we've all been bitten by this credit union bug, and once you're bitten by it, man, it has you.
That's right. And Brian is a DE. He went through a couple of years ago, and, you know, we couldn't believe he had time to go through, but I tell you what, once he went through, if there's any way to ratchet up that sense of, you know, we can do this, and this is powerful, somehow that happened during DE. So it's great to have him as part of the DE community and a great spokesperson for credit unions internationally.
Indeed. All right, let's talk about, we've been talking about the history. What's in store for the foundation's future? Like I mentioned before, I mean, there's been a lot of changes in the last couple of years. What else is in store? What's next that you can reveal? I don't want to divulge anything top secret, Gigi, but what can you reveal?
So, you know, I think we're gonna really continue on the path that we chartered a couple of years ago. And I'll say this with a caveat that our board is meeting for its strategic planning session in January. But I think we feel really good now that the credit union system has an awareness of the foundation and has a sense of what we do. There's always more work that can be done in terms of building that awareness and communicating the impact and the value proposition. I think there are a couple of things, Mike, that are really important for us. I mean, we really want to be that point entity around financial well-being, financial capability, and all of the work that credit unions do. And so part of that means sort of the resource and the issues associated with that. It also means, can we find a way to collaboratively with others, potentially, document and really have some metrics around those efforts. I mean, I know in my gut that credit unions are leaders in financial well-being. I don't think you could find one single credit union in this country that doesn't do something around financial education, financial well-being for its members. How do you get a hold of those stories, and how do you show the impact that that's making in communities? I think that's part of the charge of the foundation to continue working on that as we go forward, because I think it's really important. Credit unions wind up being very humble. You know, they really, it's part of their DNA to do that work and to trying to get it out of them to tell those stories.
You're right.
It's tough, but we're working on that. I think that's a big piece of it. And then, you know, continuing really successful programs and pilots that we've done in the past and toolkits that we have, probably the one that comes to mind is non-prime auto lending, where, you know, we've partnered with Filene and with the Ford Foundation. We have 11 credit unions that have lent over $43 million in the last 18 months around non-prime auto lending, putting people into cars who don't have great credit or maybe have no credit, but now have a means of enhancing their economic potential because they have a car. They can now go to a job that's further away. They can take their kids to soccer practice. Little things that make all the difference in the world in a person's financial ability and capability. And so continuing on those types of successes, I think we are looking to do, whether it's non-prime or other programs that we see nationally, there's some trends around that credit unions can really be impactful on.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's like this whole snowball effect. Man, you guys are doing such great work. All right, Gigi, to wrap up here, what can we as an industry do? I mean, credit unions, the media, vendors, other associates, what can we do to keep the foundation's work going? I mean, you guys are doing some fantastic stuff. What can we do to help you?
Well, thank you so much. And I, you know, that, as you might guess, and before I answer your question, you know, nothing is ever singular. So my team that I work with and my board are such great advocates for the work that we do. And they work so hard to promote financial capability. So nothing is ever done in a vacuum. And I, you know, a huge shout out to both my board and my staff, because they make it happen as well. We all believe in this, and we all pull together to row the boat, you know, in the direction we want to row. So, you know, I think, what can the credit union system do? And, you know, Mike, you know, I'm very blunt. So as I look at other foundations and I look at other institutions, and sometimes I use Citigroup as a really good example. I mean, their foundation stands at about $78 million, and they can do a lot with it. And they work around financial capability. Before I scare all of your viewers, you know, I guess what I'm saying is, can we as a credit union system grow the foundation to a place to really be in line with other foundations, have the type of impact that I know credit unions have simply through the ability to do grant funding and to do toolkits and resources that can truly help people. And so I think, you know, no money, no mission. So the more, obviously, the more contributions we have, the more that people send their staff to DE, utilize BizKids, buy our money rules books, use our programs, do life simulations. All of that really contributes to our ability to grow and do more for credit unions. And, you know, it's really not growth for growth's sake. It's how are we empowered to be able to help credit unions even more than we currently do. So there's that part of it. You know, I think if credit union people are at the GAC, buy a ticket to the Herb Wagner dinner, exactly, because you will be so inspired by the people, the four awardees that we've just announced for 2016. It's going to be another great dinner, and you walk away with that just floating on cloud nine, because those stories are inspiring, mm-hmm, and you get re-energized for the year in terms of what credit unions can do and the power of that. And I think last but not least is, you know, and I always say this when I speak, but credit unions, tell your story. Tell your story to your members. Tell your story to your elected officials. Yep. Tell people what you do to help them be more financially empowered. Tell them why you are their trusted financial partner, and show it and live it and do it. But tell the stories. And, you know, I always urge people, share your stories with me. Everybody has my email. It's ghyland@ncuf.coop. If you've got a great story, send it to me, because we would love to amplify that. And telling that story is really, really important. So those are three things, not little, but pretty big ask, but good ones that credit unions can do to support the National Credit Union Foundation.
Let's set the bar high for 2016. My goodness, there's no reason not to.
And like I said, people can give now. It's our 35th anniversary. Exactly. So just go right online and you can give us however much money you want.
Got it. We'll do it. We'll spread the word for you and put the link, anything you want. All right. Very cool. Great message to end on, Gigi. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. You guys are doing some fantastic work. Congratulations on the 35th anniversary. You guys out there, keep up the good work, and we're right behind you. We're supporting you.
Thanks, Mike. We always appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Thanks again for all your support.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.